luck.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Case number 11069, Marshall Properties LLC, northeast of Route 1, Coastal Highway, approximately 220 feet northwest of Nelson Road. A special use exception to place a billboard.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Lynn Rogers, 110 Living District, Mount Dahlia.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Darlene Mathis, 110 Lavinia Street, Milton, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, ladies.
Good evening, sir.
Ma'am. My name is Lynn Rogers. I guess I say a presenter in training tonight. Darlene is training me here. Case number 11069 that's before you is a special use exception for a double-sided 12 by 24 25 foot overall height billboard that exceeds all the criteria in the commercial zoning. Setbacks, side setbacks, it meets all the criteria. Under the special use exception, will the exemption subsequently affect or adversely use of adjacent properties? No, this property is contiguous to a commercial activity completely around it. And as you're getting the packet sent down to you for evidence there, you will see that it shows an area. Familiarize yourself. This is basically the northbound lane in Midway Theaters, and you'll see Wells Fargo Bank, and on the right there, there's a large vacant lot. And where the arrow points down, it shows where the structure would go. It meets all the criteria for surrounding properties, distances from buildings, and other billboards. It meets all off-premise requirements for DelDOT also. There have been several other requests before this board of the same type of application for this sign that does meet the criteria. And also, as required, there is a copy of a survey with a billboard noted on that, along with leases for the applicants that wish to enter into an agreement to rent the space. So everything should be there. You got that, Will?
She has that on the
survey. That survey's. That concludes my presentation, Mr. Callaway.
Yes, sir. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Wortman?
What will this be constructed of, Mr. Rogers?
This will be a steel unipole unit, and it should have a...
Yeah, page three of the
page handout. Three, your packet there shows it. It'll be a single pole, steel pole, with a steel structure. The entire thing is steel with the safety catwalks, the illumination and all.
I notice here you say you're going to meet all the setbacks. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
I have no other questions.
Okay. Mr. Wortman?
Yeah, you did say you already had a lease date?
Yeah, the requirement of the board now is that when you come before you now with a steel structure or any type of billboard outdoor advertising, there has to be in place leases to rent the structure. Yes, they are.
Yeah, okay. Good enough.
Thank you. Mr. Hudson?
Are there many other billboards in the area?
There's billboards in the area, not within probably at least 1,000 feet each side of this one. And this is actually... In character, this area is smaller than anything that's around it. Most of the other billboards around it are 600 square feet.
Thank you.
This is only 288.
Thank you. Mr. Mills?
It's refreshing that you're not asking for any variances.
No, sir. Not in this case.
All the ones, as you had stated, all the others are not only bigger but higher.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
So, and you did state that it wouldn't have a substantial effect adversely on adjacent properties.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. No other questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions?
No, I have a question for Mr. Rogers. I often wanted to ask this, Mr. Rogers. What impact do these billboards have on the economy? You feel that they really do a job, that people are, it helps get this economy moving?
Yeah, well, what it does, it affords the local businesses on a billboard such as this one. To advertise pretty much at an affordable price, where in some of the more dense municipalities, the price goes immensely higher. So this is not royal, but it's not incorporated. But it does afford them the opportunity to advertise where they couldn't afford that opportunity otherwise. And in conjunction with newspapers and radios, it's actually cheaper.
Well, I've known your company for quite a while. You've never had any layoffs, have you? Have you still the same staff?
Yes.
Just for my curiosity, you've done a good job there.
41 years.
With the economy.
Yeah.
That's all the questions.
And I have to concur with that also. I think, you know, Ed's done a good job with it. I mean, it does help the economy. Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to enter a motion that we approve case number 11069. I don't believe it will not affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. Simon said that, I want to approve.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Mr. Chairman, since we didn't hear testimony to the contrary, that it would substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent properties, I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11069. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons were stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Aye, Mr. Calaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11069 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.